It's buttons. And I'm cold. Anyways, I just looked down and I thought, wow, there's Mr. Happy in there.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio.
You know that Mr. Happy's really good. Going to get you in trouble. Clean.
Mr. Happy's really unhappy right now. He needs to be happier.
But you know, so anyway, we're just talking about...
Yeah. Well, he made a comment before about some of the Leather Man.
About him or...
About, no, I want to touch base. Yeah. I want to touch base on that. Yeah. A lot of people that put stuff on Facebook, and I've said it before, and I'm not going to tolerate that anymore. When you have a stupid, dumbass asshole like this individual who thinks that... A little while back, one of my clients at the hair salon, who's a well-known leather man in Toronto, was going on a boat cruise and spent $1,500 on Nordband leather for a leather bustier and skirt. It was a theme stuff and wanted to look good. Spent $175 at the shop to get a wig done. And he's a leather guy with a beard. And he goes, no, I'm doing this for fun. And mm-hmm. I believe if you do something, you do it right. You don't do it at all. So he was on a cruise. He sent some pictures back, was posted on Facebook. And we all posted, fabulous. You look great. Glad you're having a good time. And then this dumbass individual from Buffalo mm-hmm. goes, that is disgusting and disrespectful. A leather man should never lower himself to a woman. And he just disgraced and was disgusting about talking about women and so forth. And I just fucking lost it. And I, for a long time, you guys know, I tried to keep my leather lifestyle mm-hmm. and my female impersonation apart. And right. I've decided this year I'm no longer... doing that
there's
no need to, because you know what, if it wasn't for the drag queen and a female impersonator, a lot of the older gay crowd would not be around today.
Mm-hmm.
Female impersonators, drag queens were the forefront fighters, the first fighters for our community, and they deserve the respect. And I will not let a stupid, old, sad, lonely, unhappy who has to get a boyfriend from a different fucking country and pay him to get around here, whatever the situation is, but and discriminate and to be so narrow-minded. And I will tell you, the time will come, I will see him face to face, and he is going to get a stoning, and it's not going to be, it's going to be a verbal one. It's going to get nasty.
Well, it turned out a lot of people on Facebook that read his comments,
verbally
did stone him, yeah. Because it was like, how, and especially being that you were in education for supposed to be 30 years, how can you say that? How can you, I mean, what's to say if a child is going through transition, which they do sometimes at a younger age, at 12 or 13 or 14, you know, you can say, no, they're setting themselves to be picked on because they feel that they're a woman and they want to be a woman.
Hey, growing up, I did not look masculine. Mm-hmm. I looked till a long time ago. I'm about to
what was
hit
that look,
you
master?
With that stick. Well, you better have fun with your little monkey tonight.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Now he'll like that too much.
Oh.
And I was very confused when I was younger, because I had long hair. I did not have any facial hair. I had the rosy cheek. I looked like a pretty girl. I still hate the sound of my voice on the radio. I remember for years on the phone, I would answer the phone and people say, ma'am, yes, ma'am, could we? It was frustrating. And mm-hmm. for a long time, especially younger, from my 9 to 10, 13, 14, I thought, well, maybe I should be a woman because I like guys. Mm-hmm. My body, I was slim. I was very effeminate, and it
well,
really
back
played
then too. And at that age, it wasn't as understanding. It wasn't as open. You had nobody you could talk about.
No,
it back then.
No. But again, there's an individual like that who knows better because he is gay,
and he's in that. He worked in that field.
In that field, you know, and it's scary. Yeah. You know, it just. And I'm sorry, but no. So getting back to the subject, it's like, no, I am finally comfortable in the man I am today, and I'll be damned if I'll have anybody judge me. You know, I've done so much for my community, for my self well-being, for my friends and so forth, and I want to be there to educate people and understand that, you know what, it doesn't matter who you are, you need to be happy, because the proof is right there. He has tried for years, I guess, to be something, and you can tell the man is not happy. You know, I can truly look in the mirror and I am happy, or the man I've become today, what I've achieved, and I'm still a work in progress. And if I can educate and help other people, that's what it's all about. Fuck him. We've talked enough about that.
Yeah, really.
Well, anyway, we're talking about. Well, let's talk. We had a great weekend up in Toronto. We raised some good money for Claw. We had the first officially, how did you term it, officially endorsed, or Claw Endorsed.
The
officially.
First Canadian Claw Nation.
Endorsed Claw Nation
party.
Yes. At the Eagle. I think it went very well. It estimates we had about 100 people there that came. They
for the event.
The management of the Eagle said came for the event.
Yeah, the capacity, I think, was 163 people that were in the bar last night.
Which
and
good.
We were told that 100 were basically
approximately 100 were for us.
That's awesome.
Which was amazing.
Yeah. So that's really good for
us. We raised
time.
Some good money.
Yep.
$315.
I think
which is good for a first time.
Yeah.
There's probably at least two or three people that are going to be at Claw that
just
probably
because
had
of last night.
No idea what Claw was.
Right.
And now they're going to be there, which is really cool.
And I got to play with the puppy dogs.
And we had a good pup night.
I got licked by a real
pups
one, too.
Pups played for a long time. It was only supposed to go on for an hour. It went on for like an hour and a half. They
played for about good 45 minutes and then stopped, and then they were thinking of going back, and that's when we pulled the mats. But
yeah, just because things were going. We had to get going, and gave away some good things. Gave away a bunch of T-shirts. Gave away... let's wait. Do you want me to bring up... Are we going to give away any of the Claws and Paws T-shirts at next weekend's event?
Yes, we need to make sure we bring some.
What
please.
Size? How many do you want me to bring out?
Just bring one of each size.
One of each size, yes.
Not the super-duper giant ones, though.
Okay, we've got... Really? We got an event. Yeah, why not? Something to raffle off.
Okay.
Just give them away.
I'm just saying that awareness. I think that at Claw they are going to go that hot.
So if they do,
well,
then
I bet. Okay,
they
yeah, it doesn't
we
matter.
Can always
it's
order
yeah.
another batch.
But anyway,
we're not
so.
Giving them away.
So that was a great.
We're
weekend.
Auctioning them away.
We're gonna.
Well, no, we're not.
No,
we're
raffling,
gonna raffle
no.
them.
Raffle, yeah. raffle. But anyway,
Mom says tequila is your enemy. Jesus says love your enemy. Oh my God, it's a holy war.
Where'd you find this?
Get it.
Say that again.
Mom says tequila is your enemy.
Yeah.
Jesus says love your enemy. Oh my, it's a holy war.
Wow.
yeah, never mind.
And I'll tell you, Slave Wayne.
It's be one of them
so
days.
So Sybil writes, I didn't know Sybil. Who is Sybil? No, he's asking because I the way I
think you're all a little bit of Sybil, to be honest, but that's okay.
Have you been drinking again, Slave?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that was kind of quick and
well,
unanimous.
Yeah, it's Sunday night. Hello.
Hello.
He's got to anyway. Use up what remaining tickets he has because they don't want to waste them, I guess.
No, I don't want to waste those tickets.
Actually, I don't think we've wasted any tickets in the past couple of weeks.
No, we haven't.
No, you definitely didn't last weekend, Master. No.
I did good last night, actually. I was kind of proud of myself. I had
few.
Six drinks.
Yeah.
I
we
had
all
four,
good. We all
five.
Maintained.
I think I had five drinks, and that
all
was
maintained.
A lot. Was
you know,
trash.
But it's not like last night you miss, you know, the U.S. because... You know, in the U.S., I would have had three drinks or
yeah. But the problem too, I mean, we had to kind of just because of the environment, like, nobody really knew how that was going to go, and
It went well. And you know, one thing I noticed about the Eagle in Toronto and all, which is getting kind of nice, they do kind of everybody seems to know about our family a little bit or enough.
Yeah, but
most
usually
of
it's
them
in a negative
not,
light.
well, at least enough again. Not to pull the kind of bullshit we get some other places.
That's true.
Which
that,
is kind of
pretty,
nice.
They
were pretty well
issues.
Behaved.
You know what? I don't care what people, you know. They're talking. That's all that matters.
Right.
The two people who know who we are and what we truly are about, that's all I care about.
Right.
And really, because, you know, the old saying, you know, there's no bad publicity. They're mm-hmm. talking. It means, yeah. you know, you're scurrying things up. You're shaking things up. That's all that matters. It don't hurt anybody.
I don't care. What
we're respectful, and that's what it's about.
It was great to see the support there from Spearhead. They greatly supported it.
Mr. Leatherman Toronto was there, which was great. We had Mr. Rubber.
No, he was
Mr. Spearhead 2014.
Okay.
There was Mr. Leatherman Toronto.
Oh, that stopped by, right.
Oh, shit. What's his name? I forgot his name. Dakota. Pop Dakota. What's his name?
He went to Toronto Pup?
The Toronto Pup was there.
He used to be a boy. Sir Mark. Boy.
Yeah, what about it?
He was there?
He's now Mr. Leatherman Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was there last night. I was going to introduce him. And they left. They were, I don't know where
and
they went.
And the current leather boy was there, too, but he was embarrassed to show himself because he wasn't wearing any leather and he was out, which is kind of not supposed to happen. Yeah. But, you know, that's kind of funny.
Maybe he was out last night and actually planning going to the Black Eagle.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least he stopped by.
But that's why he
great.
Didn't announce himself or whatever. Yeah. I kind of talked to him a little bit. And he's like, I can't even announce myself.
Where the hell was I when all this was going on? Oh, never mind.
You were busy.
You were busy, yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
You were trying to convert another one. And little do you know, he was already converted.
Yeah. I was not trying to convert him.
Sure. We read the subliminal message.
What, me sticking a yellow hanky in his back right
it was
pocket?
Wasn't it red? We didn't have any yellow. It was red.
No, I took my own yellow one out of my pocket and put it into his.
Because he wanted pee, that's right.
Yeah. That's what his... quote, sir, in
said he was
Florida
allowed.
Was allowed, so he was trying to get me to piss down his throat all night.
No, say it right, like you always do, throat.
Down his throat.
Down his throat. Throat. But anyway, so that was great. And now next weekend, it's going to be busy again a little bit. Next weekend, we have a great event in St.
Catharines.
We'll
tell everybody about.
Which we're going to talk about.
After this commercial break.
After the commercial break.
What are we doing?
Commercial.
Oh,
that's what you said.
Yeah, I know.
You were trying to set us up for that. We were following your cues this time, and then you didn't do it.
One time.